everyone, and welcome to Awaken to Happiness Now. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Alara Canfield, and I'm so excited today. My good friend Audrey is here with us. Audrey Light Language is here with us to talk to us about soul architecture and energy engineering. It's like, oh, I'm so excited about this conversation. Audrey's been with us many times before. It's so much fun. Always a high vibrational call. So much new information and new energies that Audrey brings in. Today's going to be the same. She's going to be bringing in new energies, high vibrational energies, and we're going to be talking about receiving sacred key numerical codes and the language of the Akash. We're going to talk about working with remembering to the absolute, and we'll be assisting you to stand in your divine birthright, sovereignty, and power. So if you've heard Audrey before, you know what a powerhouse she is and how quickly she talks, but it's not just how quickly she talks, but the energy is flowing so fast and so quickly, right? So Audrey is a spiritual architect and energy engineer and speaker of the languages of light. And for those of you who don't know, Audrey is an ancient creator being back in embodiment to bring in light codes to affect the field of existence, as well as the individual work she does with clients around the world. And Audrey is from the first wave of creation, from time before time, and as a creator being, a weaver of codes, and as spirit calls her, a time traveler and healer to the healers she brings through by having authority light codes to aid you upon your evolutionary journey. And through the languages of the Akash and light, and through sacred key numerical codes, she brings through healing on a multiple of levels. And this work affects the etheric, mental, physical, and emotional bodies. It reaches beyond the conscious mind to the unconscious and subconscious. It also helps release childhood traumas and touches the inner child as well, as she reaches back to untangle and clear the energetics of the generational ancestral lineages that hold so many. And so Audrey's work includes and goes beyond your earthly aspect incarnations, past lives, to include your galactic and dimensional aspects as well, as you are now coming to understand that you are a multidimensional cosmic being with many aspects. So Audrey's work affects all areas of your life and living, all of the yous, you know, for a total healing, releasing, and then downloads of sacred numerical key codes with information that affects your DNA to help you jump timelines and paths of possibilities to find yourself in resonance and upgraded to be part of the new day as you improve your present life experiences. And by affecting this moment of the eternal now, you affect the future now moments and versions of you as you are upgraded and moved out of the stagnation of the old. So there is so much that Audrey does that sometimes we don't even know. So take this time to come drink from the wellspring to be enlivened, fortified, and strengthened as spirit calls this work that Audrey does as a divine channel source who brings through for you as part of the divine plan in the timing of divine time. These works as an ancient one, a weaver of codes of light for existence, for you to take advantage of these gifts given now to assist you to remember and recall to yourself your divine birthright and power and sovereignty as the divine being that you are, a spark of divinity, a spark of creation, with the gift of consciousness and awareness to create and experience and express through. So definitely come take advantage of all of this today as Audrey shares with us new information, new energies, new codes. And we'll just talk about, you know, we'll go into it and see what comes up, right? Basically, is what comes up. So please open your hearts, open your minds, open your energy fields, and join me in welcoming Audrey to the show. Audrey, welcome.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so, so much for allowing me to be here with you. I love so working with you and being on your show and all your beautiful high-vibe listeners and the ones that are listening now and that will be listening into the recording. And I'm so happy and excited they're here, 10-10 also, as well as it worked out when we were picking a day, you know, no coincidence. So whoever is listening now or will be listening in are going to be able to be washed and immersed in these beautiful high energies that are going to be coming in for them, and you and I gifting them this, you know, and hopefully them taking advantage for the opportunity to even take themselves even further in it. So thank you so much, beautiful one, for that opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Audrey. And so for those of you who may have come on later, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A if you'd like to get a chance to work with Audrey one-on-one. So Audrey, let's talk about, you know, we're talking to this season, we're talking about raising your vibration, right? So let's talk just briefly about that. What does that look like to you? What does that mean to you? And how can we all do that? How can we raise our vibration so that we have a better quality of life and living?
Well, that is the beauty of this Eternal Now moment, right? The gift that we're being given, because there's no time, right? As we understand time, right? Present, future, past, it's really all happening simultaneous at one time, right? So each of those affect each other, right? So the huge turning of the cycle is more of what it is, right? Eons and eons and eons of existence, turning of a cycle. And the point that we're in now is one where we can remember, right? That's where they talk about the awakening, right? The ascension, raising our vibration, because all things are a vibration, right? Consciousness, right, which is vibration in motion and movement. And where does your consciousness lie, right? The dense, the heavy, or the higher and higher, higher in vibration as you vibrate, right, bringing that in, you have more of your awareness, more of your remembrance, more of standing and empowerment. Because we went on a beautiful journey as we are source in expression, right? We are life in expression. We are a creation expressing itself through all that is, right? And we are part of that. So we so lovingly went into, we put up our hands, we will be part of that experiment, right, to explore that which we are not, right? And we had done that, right? So thusly, we went down, 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 lower and lower in the vibration, you know, our light going down, down, down. So we can have this exploration of what we are not, right, not remembering what we are. And thusly, see, when we're talking about, in the title about remembering to the absolute, right? The absolute is source, God, the field, whatever they're comfortable with, the absolute, all things, right? All that is, you know, the true source and expression, you know, the consciousness exploring itself, right? As the I am. I am, well, what am I? This we all go forth and explore, right? So that is vibration that was set forth. Sound is the first thing that went forth from that consciousness to explore itself. Sound, right? Vibration went into sound, and thus we began our journey. And we are here finding ourselves in all of this because we went down, 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 so low in vibration, and now is the opportunity to come out of that experiment because it has served its purpose. It is no longer needed. It has created a stagnation in life, right? Because it's as a death. Death is renewal as we know it, but stagnation would be as a death, right? And that's a contradiction to life, which is being stuck, right? We move, we motion, changing things. So now the energies come back in to vibrate higher and higher again to release the blocked energies, all those traumas, all the things that we went through in the knowing what we are not, right? So we heal from that, release that, no more of that, take in the light again, take in the vibration. We remember, meaning we're a member of, right? So we become a member again, right? Which we always were, but it was just that illusion of the experiment. Join back to that which we are, always have been, but have been in forgetfulness. So we join back to that. So that is raising the vibration, raising our consciousness, standing in our empowerment, right? Because we gave those things, put them to the side, so to say, when we explored forgetfulness. But now we're going to come out of it. We're going to look at knowing that which we are not, right? What was created in forgetfulness. And we have a bigger picture, knowing what we are from having explored what we are not, you know, and that's where we are now, to look at that picture, have a bigger picture of ourselves, and then go on and create anew, you know. And so those of us who so beautifully, you know, the galactics, the angels, the masters, they all remember, right? Mm-hmm. We went into forgetfulness. They all held the light for us, or were there to assist us while we had this exploration, you know. But now it's time to take back what is ours, you know, and it rightfully is ours. We set it aside to be part of the experiment and have that fullness of knowing. So now to take back what is ours, pour in the vibration, pour in the light, the codes. And that's why the numbers are so important. And thank you, Alara, for allowing me to be here and share with them the number work. Because not only the language of light, which is beautiful, many people are speaking the language of the Akash that I do to rewrite the Akash, you know, and the numbers that are coming in. And the numbers are package of energy, package of light, right, which are keys. They say to me to tell them I'm bringing the keys to the kingdom for them, the keys to the kingdom to themselves, right? And they stand in their kingship, their queenship, you know, all the same thing. But meaning you stand as a master because you are a master. That's how you got involved in all this in the first place. But to now to remember that you are a master, right? You are a spark of divinity and expression, and take that back. So these keys, these numbers are so important. I hope they will come take advantage of it because it opens so much within them, which keys do, right? Open the doors, fling them open, open the windows wide. And then also keys, which are information, right? As if we think the computers, the application, they're keys of information, which also open open up so much for them. And this is our evolutionary journey, right? So we affect it where we go on and we express anew as this evolved, beautiful expression. I love this one saying, if I could share it. Someone told me once this. They're like, what we are doing here, it was a great holy person, you know, and they were saying from the Himalayas and such, they were saying that what we are doing here is that we are doing a creation that cannot even be conceived in the mind of God, that God will look at it and God will be, whoa, whoa, whoa about this, right? Because this is God, an exploration source, right? The field, an exploration of itself. So what is going to come forth from this, because it's new, would be something that even that field, that source, that consciousness, that life itself would be, whoa, 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 right? Which is what we are, it, an expression. So it's so beautiful and it's so empowering, and I hope they will assist me, and thank you for allowing me to assist them to open these keys and codes for them and bring this work forth, which is definitely new, you know, because it's coming from it in a different perspective where you don't look for another one who you believe is higher than you to always tell you where to go, what to do, and what should I do. You understand that you are bringing that higher self into your beingness, and you are being it in the walk that you walk in all the aspects of yourself, right? And you stand in your sovereignty. You understand you are the master and the masterpiece, one and the same. So you begin to make that masterpiece yourself. You don't stand there with paintbrushes if you're an artist and wait for someone else to come and say, where can I put this color? Where should I put it on my picture, right? You don't weave a tapestry and wait for someone else to tell you, what color thread should I put and where should I put it? Then they're not being that. So this is them to remember, right? They are that. Throw away the training wheels. Throw away the crutches, right? And learn to stand in your mastery again and remember that you are that. So thank you, beautiful one. And that's what all this vibration is about. Raise the vibration. Raise the consciousness. Stand in your power. Vibrate higher and higher. Remember that which you are, this beautiful, powerful creator being, which is a miracle, you know, and such a beautiful gift that we realize and stand in such honor of each other, you know, not love and unity thrown around as words and concepts and ideals, Spirit says, right? But in the truth of one's beingness, you must walk the walk of the talk that you are talking, right? Because that is how then you are in resonance with the new, right? Not in the labyrinth of the mind, but in the heart, the new mind, right? Which is the pure way to go through, to be this in one's beingness and truly be it, you know? So thank you so much for allowing me to be here to help them with all this work to get back to that, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you, Audrey. And so you touched a little bit on the numbers, right? So can you talk to us about, and could you share with us a little bit about receiving those sacred key numerical codes? And, you know, maybe you can briefly just touch on also the language of the Akash, and could we receive that as well during this call today?
Yes, yes, we're going to bring in some of that. So everyone who is here listening and who's going to listen in is going to be able to receive that, you know, and bringing it forth for them, because they call it the wellspring, to drink from the wellspring. And that's their word, right? Enlivened, right? Mm-hmm. You become enlivened, you know, strengthened, empowered to go forth in whatever is happening and going on for you when you drink from that wellspring and receive that work. So we're going to do some for them very quickly. And then I hope they will take advantage of the session so Spirit gets hands-on with them. This is not like, it's beautiful. There's some recordings there to take and work with as well. But this is hands-on. So they have, you know, the beings of light that are going to come in and speak to them in a session. They're going to have me right there, you know, talking to them and helping them. And so the numbers, to get to the numbers, there's two ways that we do the numbers. One is that a client would come and they would receive the numbers. When I bring them through, they're going to write them on a piece of paper, and so will I. These can be 200, 300, 400. You know, we're not talking about 4 or 5, 6 list of numbers. This is a huge download of numbers. And they write them on the paper because it's working with their neural networking at the same time, right? So it's working on their DNA, pouring in light, and it's working also in the field of existence as well. So they would begin with a countdown 8 to 1, which opens the DNA, which opens the field, and then at the end, they give the number 108, which is 9 for 9 nights of completion to close up the field in the DNA of the work that they have done so they can acclimate and they could settle in, you know? And another time they come, they get different numbers, different frequencies, right? Different combinations, and they go higher and higher and higher up the frequency range because it's very powerful. You can't, you know, fry someone up, so they have time to acclimate. So besides the numbers, then, in the session with the light language and language of the Akash is going in, speaking the languages, rolling the numbers, so we're rewriting the Akash. We're not reading, bless whoever does that, you know, but that is what was, right? We don't want old recipes, old maps, old this. We're rewriting it, right, to write the new, you know? So that is what the language of the Akash is that'll come through. And then I will roll the numbers very, very quickly. So some people get startled sometimes. They think, how the heck can I write those numbers when she's talking so quickly? Right. But it happens at two different speeds. So if they'll remember, when we're writing them, it's slower. And then when we're done, we go over it two or three times to make sure they would have the series properly. Because then they're going to have those numbers as a tool in their lives to use and go forward with these numbers. I had an empath who, from Japan, she felt like she would go out and all the negative was hitting her. And she says, you know, Spirit had said to her, find Audrey. You know, they gave her my name and everything to find me because the importance of these numbers, they wanted her to have them. Even people in meditation are being told to come and find me and have this work done. So she had the numbers. She kept them with them. She made a copy. And she would go out. And then she felt, she says, Audrey, I feel like I'm in a protective bubble, you know, that all that negative can't get me anymore. I've had a person who won a court case, people who maybe can't sleep, people that have financial things that are going on in their lives or heartache or illnesses. And they use the numbers, you know. So it becomes their own tool. Some people say, oh, my God, the days I read those numbers, my day energetically goes so much better in the days than I don't. So it's a tool for them. So it's very important. And it's a great work. And I hope they will come and take advantage of that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. And, you know, when, you know, a couple of weeks ago, it feels like a month now because it's like time has just been going
by. Oh, my gracious. It's crazy.
when we had worked together and you had given me those numbers, it was like two pages of numbers. And it was fast. You know, you were just zipping through them. And then we went through and you just made sure I had the numbers properly. But the time since then has gone by so quickly. Everything is just moving so fast, isn't it?
It is. It's like a day. It's like you get up and then, oh, my God, it's like it's nighttime already. I'm like, a day is like 3-4 hours and we're done. You know, it's crazy. It is so, so quickly. But again, and as you said, we will make sure slowly we go over the numbers two or three times in session when someone is writing them to make sure they have a series of them properly. So no worries when they hear me speak them very, very quickly. So do you want me to bring in some light language, Akash, and see what happens and if they roll the numbers for everyone?
Yeah, and I was just going to say, like, today, during this call, people don't have to write the numbers down. They can just
exactly.
Read.
Yes. Yeah. No writing. So no one has to get paper and pen. This is where they're going in and working in the field for everyone right now and blessing them with this beautiful what they're receiving. And all this work that they're going to get, beautiful ones, and all the work you ever receive, this isn't like, okay, bye, you know, we hang up and we go and it's done. No. The energies, you know, acclimate and stay with you and releasing and stuff for like 2 or 3 days, you know. So while it's still releasing and helping you to acclimate all the codes and information, you know, because, again, the beautiful thing is we show up, right, like Alara and Audrey, whatever the name may be, in our physical embodiment, right? But we are many aspects, right? We're cosmic beings. We're dimensional beings. We have all the lineages, right, of all the earthly aspects, right, lives and all the other lives as well. That's a lot entangled within us, you know, eons upon eons, cycle upon cycle that this has been happening at a soul level of energy. So that's a lot to untangle from or disengage from, you know, and then pouring in the light for the new to be acclimated to that and adjusted to that and be tapped into that. You know, like any old computer, I would have my computer that I loved and I would take it to the store and they would fix it how many times. At a certain point, they were like, sorry, lady, we can't do this anymore because it doesn't match, right? Just like the phones, as we could have understanding of that. Same thing with us, to have those new energetics in. So we're in acclimation with that. And again, assisting to help truly be in the heart and one's beingness and be that, so they will be part of this evolutionary journey, you know, and help create the new, which is such a beautiful thing, you know, that they are these beautiful part of the absolute creator beingnesses in expression and just helping them to remember that, right, and shed and let go of the old and help their lineages disentangle from and work in the unconscious, subconscious. It's huge. So I hope they'll take advantage of it. And I'm going to bring some through, if that's okay with you. They also say these are the recreational songs, right? Songs of creation as well, because it is, and that's why they changed my name from Audrey Light Language. They extended it. I said, I can't change my name. People know me around the world, you know, as Audrey Light Language. They'll be like, where did she go? So they added that spiritual architect, energy engineer, right? Because they want to put soul architect, right? Because we are working at the soul level to release those traumas, right? All those energies. And I assist them to become an architect and an energy engineer because they stand in their power. So they will no longer be at the hands of any other one's agenda other than their own, right? Taking back the keys to the kingdom and of themselves. So it's a beautiful thing. And thank you for letting me bring this through for them. And I hope, like I said, they'll come and bring it even further. So here we go, beautiful ones. If anyone needs to take a breath through it, they can. Here we go.
And all sons say on the name,
You said a verde tour, the kishk the isk et ut et erum, very galactic. Ishk erum at eat erum arum. Edididim edididi, rumeradam erum edididididi. And a kash de ver the language of the kash. Kash make it the ishk et erum edididi a kash. Canivest de partu leon sesi kash. Kesh caverotu usk ekai. Kesh navaratarum erum merci. Evoa, mon cher, is releasing from the heart here. Evoa, mon cher, is evoa, evoa, now the fairies want to come in and help touch the inner child. The ancient ones want to come help releasing generational lineages. We have some Shakti and Kali, which is very powerful energies, right? To destroy the old, build up the new, and to persevere over that which holds us down. So they want to come in too, Shakti and Kali. Here we go. Kali amane num mane, Kali amane num ane, Kali na serum, Kali amane, Kali amane num, Kali amane num, Kali amane ane num ane num. Kali se levante tour de Kali, et Shakti ana kerive, Shakti a canive, Shakti a canive, se 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 se. Una sonna na vonna neum, veno sonze ianu neum, ana ana ianum, ana ana ianu neum. Evoa, mon cher. Evoa, essay, essay, essay. Et c'est ça. Et c'est ça, et c'est ça. Shem, 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 and a minimum, 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 and a Now I'm going to run the numbers very quickly. You guys just relax. No writing. Remember, here we go. 876. 876-54-321. 8718. 8718. 21, 21, 21. 308. 308. 308. 256. 356. 408. 408. 421. 421. 421. 508. 508. 508. 508. 556. 556. 608. 606. 621. 621. 621. 656. 656. 708. 708. 708. 721. 721. 721. 708. 708. 708. 708. 756. 756. 808. 808. 821. 821. 821. 808. 808. 808. 856. 56. 908. 908. 908. 921. 921. 921. 956. 956. 1108. 1108. 1108. 1121. 1121. 1121. 1008. 1008. 1056. 1056. 1208. 1208. 1208. 1221. 1221. 1256. 1256. 1517. 1517. 1018. 1018. 1018. Kashmanaverabatu uturtemekash. Kenemetishkatu ushkekash. Anamenemenemenemenemenemenekash. See it et eta et ushkekash. Anivarapatu ushkeki. Anamananaman and emenemenekash. Arivertatur teturt ishkekai. Ekai. Ekai, et se répétant, son, ceci, et ça, et ça, et ça. Et ça, et ça, et ça. 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, 108, ceci, et ça, si, chérie, et ça, 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 on a zanzé, on a zanzé, on a zanzé, mais ça, 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 chérie. Et ça, et c'est ça, chérie. Et ça, et ça, et ça. Prends ton son, son. Si, si, si. Ah, si, si, si. Et ça, et ça, et ça. On avance, on sait, on ne the fairies, one more moment. Remember, everybody, the writing will much more slower than that when we write them.
Wow, thank you. That was so powerful. I mean, I'm like in a daze still. You know, I don't know what everybody else is experiencing. Let us know what you're experiencing. But I know that when, for me, so much happened during that, you know, especially when the fairies came in the first time, it's like, oh my goodness, I really felt that all the way from my solar plexus, all the way up to my crown chakra. Just, it was, oh my goodness, I don't even know. And I was just like sitting here, like receiving, just being open and receiving the energies and just like, yes, bring it, you know, bring it. I'm open to change. I'm willing to take the next step. What is the next step? Help me to get there. And then it's like, you know, it's a matter of then us choosing, right? What it is that we'd like to do.
Exactly, to learn and to remember, right? And yeah, I don't even like to say learn, right, and all that, because you could fail in that. We don't want to say lessons and learning anymore, because you could fail in that, right? These are experiences we're having, and the experiences, you always come away with an experience with a plus. Whether you take a little or a lot, you're always taking something away. So the energy is so different in that. So we are then recalling, remembering, right, to ourselves and then ourselves that we are these master beings, and we have these experiences. Now we're going to take back our power, right, that which we are, and remembrance, and go forth and create anew. So that's why sitting there and just receiving, because as the human, we can never conceive it all, right? The concepts are so huge, and there's so much, and we are so much, right, of our beingness that we are. This is just but one aspect. So there's no way that the human comes and they think, oh, I want this, or I'd like to have that, or I want to manifest whatever. And that's beautiful. That's fine. But they are missing a huge point of a gift that is being given, that with this work that is very powerful. That's why I'm an ancient one back in embodiment, to do the codes in creation behind the scenes that had to be set. Then I do the individual work, but then I'm also one from the future, right? Because it's all connected to come and deliver the codes and having authority for all the realms to bring through whoever the people need to help assist them, right, as they are remembering that and standing back in their mastery. So they could be part of creation as they are, but in remembrance, they're not at the hands of any other's agenda, so they can go create those beautiful works of art and masterpieces and go dance a new dance through creation joyously, no longer having other forces which they are sustaining and feeding off their emotions, yes, that have kept them held and stuck for so long. No more of that. That's of the old, right? So we go forth in the new, you know, beautifully empowered and in remembrance. Remembrance and being those beautiful spark of divinity in expression to explore life and creation, right? In our individual expressions, our collective expressions, and then in remembrance of what we are, a part of all that is, and expression is a beautiful thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, remembering that we are a part of all that is, in essence, we are all that is, and from that space of being that, really, we don't have any limitations, right?
Well, exactly, because we have entered this just to explore what would it be to have limitations, right? So something was created to explore. Oh, because Source knows itself as all that it is, yes? But then it was, what would it be if we explore that we don't remember what we are? What would it be to have limitations, right? What would that be like? That is, thusly, we explored what we are not, right, the experiment, and now we come out of it with a bigger picture, right, because you begin at one point, you know what you are, now you even know what you are not, and then you have a bigger picture of understanding yourself, right, from that fullness of knowing both of those, you know, but not to get stuck in that is-notness, in that forgetfulness, you know,
right.
It has served its purpose, right, but now we go back to understand that we are these beautiful, powerful beings, that we have done this, but there's so much more that we could do too, and no longer feed those forces that need to sustain themselves off of us because they're so depthfully in forgetfulness, you know, that they don't remember. But that is why on YouTube, if everyone could go in and see, there's many beautiful free messages on there. There's the one called about the time of the great divide. There's one that's called Beautiful Dreamers, Awaken to Thee, which when I get the messages through automatic writing, I put them up for free for the people. And Beautiful Dreamers, Awaken to Thee, if I could just share that for a few moments. I know they're talking about in that message, it's like beautiful ones before you slept, right? And in forgetfulness, birth forth things of nightmares, right? Because it was sleeping in forgetfulness. But now it's like no more is there going to be that. What you are going to do now, beautiful dream, is you're going to be sleeping as lucid dreaming, right, within that sleep. And when you're a lucid dreamer, you're what? You know it's a dream. You're empowered in the dream. You can control the dream. So they say, yeah, you still dream, beautiful ones, right, because this is on some level, you know, the illusion and such, right, because what we are in the bigger picture of things. But say, so they say, still you dream, beautiful dreamers, but now you dream lucid dreams where you're empowered, no more things of nightmares. So that's so beautiful. And they speak also of how we are the shiny, triumphant, golden ones. Another message, because they talk about it has gone down the decree, in the book of life, yes, the decree, the law, which they speak of how we are the shiny golden ones. And to our predecessors, they say, which are us, right, in different embodiments, right, because it's all connected. We go down as the shiny golden triumphant ones because we are the ones that were able to exit out and remember and wake up within all this forgetfulness, right? And we remembered that which we are, right? So now that has put a close on that old book, right? It's gone down in the book of life. We come out of that triumphantly. We remember that which we are. And we go forth to create anew. So that is there for whoever wants to access it in a conceptual way, but not experiential, because then you get stuck in that again, which is a contradiction to life, being stuck, you know, in stagnation of the same. So it's beautiful what we are part of, and for people to realize and remember that and be assisted to get out of, you know, all of that old, you know, what was before the experiment, no longer serving any purpose anymore, you know, than sustaining the pain, the sadness, all of that. That is what was before. We explored that, but there's no more purpose. When some say, oh, they want to do it over and over again, it's a high being that wants to do it. That was the high beings, us, that came into it to do it, to know that which we are not, you know, but now we know. It's only perpetuated and stuck over and over again for us to remember. Those of us who are ancient ones, as far as myself and such, we know. We see the story. What do they talk about? Over and over, huge cycles of time have turned, and civilization is being raised up and broken down, raised up and broken down, right? That is because it's being stuck in a stagnation, a huge turning of cycles. But us ancient ones, right, we know, we remember. And source, right, as it and expression have come forth to turn that page, new breath, fresh of air, resurrection, transfiguration, transformation within the divine flame, turning back up the high energy and the light and the vibration, awareness and consciousness to understand that which we are, right? No more of that old, and go create anew. And that's the beautiful thing, you know, as we're remembering going forth in that. And laying down those beautiful, you know, bringing in the higher energy so the new children are coming in higher and higher vibratory, right? Because the paths are there, they're there, but it's to go down those potentialities. That's why I come as a future person as well, to help the others to be on those timelines and acclimation with those timelines, you know? So they are there, you know, and having those beautiful experiences and being stuck in the same over and over again, you know?
And so, but there is a way for us to get out of that, you know, that pattern.
Yes, well, this work, again, being of the heart, you know, is a way to go there. But even though sometimes there's people that go in the heart, sometimes their heart's so much for everyone else but not for their own selves, right? Because they have those generational lineages. They have the traumas of the aspects, like when they were in fear, you know, when they got killed in a life, you know, or perhaps they weren't being the best person in a life. So you have a lot of energies and traumas and stuff, which even though some can be beautiful in being a heart to everyone else, that they still may have these things within them, and they don't know why they feel stuck, their own ourselves, you know? So it's to help to cut those energies, release that, clear that on a deep soul level, you know, because all that information was felt fed to the soul, right, and that to source, right, the field. So it's to release those old energies and take in the upgrades and the codes to be part of the new, but again, must be being it in one's beingness, because then it's just all a contradiction and it's not real, right? So we must walk it, you know, and be it.
Yeah.
And them gathering all this information, like beautiful you, Lara, that you assist them, and them, they, you know, they are so beautiful. Maybe they don't even realize, you know, because there's a, you look around the world, there's so many people just doing it as they usually have done it. They have no awareness. They have no idea, you know. But the other ones come in and sometimes they tell me, what am I supposed to be doing? What am I supposed to be doing? I feel like I'm supposed to be doing something. They don't realize spirit says to them, they are doing it, right? Because they are being human, having that experience, and they're also feeling the inklings, the moving of the soul, that, wait a minute, there's something more going on here. And they're holding the light as the forerunners for the other ones that still sleep or don't have that realization. And when that's opened up, it opens those paths, you know, for everyone to be able to go through as well. You know, it's like that four-minute mile. No one could do the mile in 4 minutes, and all of a sudden someone did it, and boom, everyone could do it like it was nothing, right? So that's what we're doing, right? We're doing all that, opening it up, you know, for others. So that's beautiful, you know.
Yes, thank you. So we have some, we have people with their hands raised, and we have some questions on the Q&A. This is a good time to take some live caller questions.
Yes.
Let's see what they would like to know or what's going on in their world. And when you, when I unmute you, if you can, let us know how what you experienced when Audrey was doing the language of the Akash, the languages of light, and the numerical key codes. So I'm going to go first to phone number ending in 6648. 6648.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Beautiful. How are you?
Thank you for that. That was just beautiful. I was in the bathtub, actually. So I feel like I was floating.
Oh, nice.
That's so beautiful because, you know, we're made of so much water, right? And when you put the positive right in the water, you know, in your body and then the tub that you were in, that was so beautiful. That's excellent for you, you know, that you were receiving that. Beautiful.
Yes, I had to take a bath, and then I remembered that today was the program. So I ran downstairs and I just got right back into water. I said, oh, my God, it just felt so fantastic. I just felt like I was, I don't know where. I was just floating. I was just, I felt like singing with you. The moment you were saying those things, I was repeating it. I don't know what I was repeating, but I was trying to.
It's because it's your soul, you know, at the soul levels, right? We're zipped up in all these costumes and aspects and beingnesses here upon the, you know, Gaia, and then also the cosmic, the interdimensional. We even have beingnesses when we don't have a physicality, like the beings of light that I'll bring through later. So yes, but in deep at the soul, there is that recognition, you know, and you, in you chanting and feeling you want to sing, it comes from deep within the self. So that's so beautiful. Like, yes, yes, yes. And that's why this is a beautiful, powerful work. I hope that so many will come and take advantage of it so they can be immersed and drink from that wellspring and really have the work helped and assist them in so many deep, deep levels to be empowered, you know. So thank you for listening. I'm glad you received. Thank you for calling in and sharing.
Did you have a question, Stella?
Yes. What numbers do I need to use, or and what level am I spiritual, or what do I need to do different?
Well, the numbers, you see, beautiful. I don't do like regular, you know, that is regularly known, let's say, about numbers. I'm going to give you 4 numbers or 6 numbers or 8 or 10 numbers. And as Lara was a witness to, yes, this is like, you know, 10, 20 numbers on a line. And then you multiply that by so many. It's like 200, 300, 400 long list of numbers, which are codes that are given you, right, to work on the DNA, work on your field. And then that you will have them to read over from the first to the last as an empowerment of energy to work with you. And as far as what level you're on, there's many people at many different levels, but you're being, drawn to this work. You feel this work. My work is very high level work. It's mastery level, but for all, right? Because all, these are the times now to bring everyone to remembrance that that's what they are. So they can jump from here, from all the way to here. You know what I mean? If they're truly there, committed to be it there in their beingness, you know, because some people think, oh, a magic wand, just wipe the hand and it's all done and fixed. You know, this is eons and eons turning of a huge, gigantic cycles that all these energies were entwined, you know, so there's not one moment of a snap like this and it's over and done, because the physicality would just be overloaded in the energetics. Like you plug something in and it gets fried. So it must be, you know, bit by bit by bit commitment, and a lot of work is done at one time. And these energies that you just felt floating and immersed in, that they're sitting with you and staying with you for 2 or 3 days, releasing and acclimating still. And so I hope that you'll take advantage of the sessions. There's many options there. So you can even immerse yourself in it even deeper on a personal level, you know, when you are working.
Yeah, and then you can get your personal numbers, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. I will try. I want to see which one I buy. But
okay.
Thank you very much. That
thank
was
you.
Fantastic.
Thank you, beautiful one, for sharing. Sumat tout valet, mon c'est ce bateau. Le vin, c'est ce qui tire Martha. C'est le vertouche qui est ici. Et si, et ça. Just wrapping that all around you, and so happy that you were immersed in those energies and feeling it, and that you remembered and you came. No coincidence. See how you remembered and you went? Is it for no coincidence here, so you would receive. So that's excellent.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Stella.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 3984. Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Marie from Montreal.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. All right. So I've been, it's funny because I didn't know I was going to get on the call today, and I've been singing and making sounds all day.
See, beautiful.
As I was cleaning my house.
Yes, I will tell you, you know, I will be, just let's say, you know, my husband and I, we usually go in the car where we're going to go shopping or whatever, but let's say I decide, oh, I'm going to take a stroll or a walk and go shopping, whatever, and on my walk, each step that I take, you know, it could be light language coming through, just as someone would hum, you know, speaking
yeah.
light language, singing light language, and many people who have begun to do that, it's beautiful, people use it in your lives, let it come out, just like you're going to sing a song that you may hear on the radio, or a song that you know, or humming that you're doing, because these energies are so needed, you know what I mean, in existence,
yes.
for ourselves,
yes.
and for others, so allow it to come through. It's beautiful.
Oh,
it's so nurturing for
oh,
all of the
you.
Animals and the trees and ourselves and for others. So please do it. Yes, exactly.
Oh, good. I like the connection. I've been working with the angels since 2000 and expressing my belief in them openly to people. And I haven't worked for 10 years, and now I'm getting back, and I'm trying to do different things. Instead of going into the business world, I want to work into the spiritual world. Mm-hmm. So I'm working with the angel and connecting with different people to do a workshop on joy. And I'm also connecting a lot with the Arcturians. Like I'm noticing more and more like higher beings are presenting themselves in my life. Like before it was like the 72 angels, and I've been with them a lot and I love them. And now it's like the angels of the Atlantis, the archangels are coming in, the Arcturians. It's like higher and different energies are coming in.
Now, beautiful. I want to say thank you for calling in, because you're letting everyone hear this. So you're a testament, no coincidence, in the calls and the callers that are taken and come in, because that's exactly right. See all those levels you're talking about? It's what I was speaking about before. When we went into forgetfulness, there are many levels, right, that were developed in beings that were there to hold us. Right? Because we're source and expression going into forgetfulness. So we are lovingly held, right? Lights upon the way for us, you know? And yes, but now when we're coming into remembering, we could tap into all the different levels, right? Just like I said, my beings of light, they don't have a name translatable to any language. I've given them the name beings of light, but their name is an energy signature that when people speak to them, we're going to remember trying to bring them in before we have to go. When they speak to them, they can feel them, and their energy signature is their name. So there are many beings that are an existence, but we have been locked in, let's say, to different levels, right, in our forgetfulness, not able to tap into. But as you go up and up and up, there's beings that are expressing in consciousness that don't have a physicality, you know what I mean, or a physical place where they are, but yet they are still consciousness and expression and beingnesses, right, that have those place vibrationally that they live. And you are getting to understand that. And as you're going up and up and up, you're tapping into all the different ones. Me, myself, I'm not from this galaxy. I'm from outside of this galaxy, you know.
Oh,
so there's many sounds and yes, I have people sometimes, they tell me, oh, my goodness, Audrey, we're trying to tap into you. How are you in physical embodiment? It shouldn't be possible. You're like everywhere. How are you doing this? And how I'm doing this is from love. That's why I'm from the future and the past and all connected, right, to come and
sit. Did you ever go to Mount Shasta to do a –
No, I haven't. But the thing with me is it's like everything that I do, I don't have to travel because I do it from where I am, and it goes and I send it, you know, because we're talking about holding.
I feel I've heard your song, your sound before.
Probably,
I've heard your words.
Maybe some of the other work and things that I've done. But no, I haven't been there because right where I am, I hold energies here for where I am that I have to hold, you know, that are important for what's going on in existence.
It must be hard to ground yourself. I can feel your
Like I said, I'm everywhere. Regular world and all the other world and all the dimensions. So I hope that you guys will all come and take advantage of this very beautiful, powerful work that has come through. I was levitated, turned back on to do the work in the field and to help everyone. And you're on a beautiful journey. Keep doing that. If you come receive the work and the numbers, you'll see you'll even rapid go up. Because we must remember, beautiful one, there's many agendas and there's many hierarchies. And the agendas and the hierarchies are also in the realms. You understand? So this is why we now are going to throw away the crutches and the training wheels. We have all the beautiful ones that are there. But you must also understand in these times, for you and for everyone, we stand back in our mastery, which means if you are a master, how are you standing with paintbrush, right, canvas and paint, and you say, tell me where to dip this in and where to put it. How are you being the master? You understand? So you must also understand you're a master, stand in your mastery, and what would you want to create? What are you going to create? So you're not tossed and turned by others' agendas, right? But stand in your mastery, keys to the kingdom, right, of your own self in that. Return to that in remembrance, right, beautiful one? This is what these times are about as well. So thank you for bringing that up so everyone could hear this. And thank you.
Thank you so much for the message. Thank you.
Thank you, beautiful.
Thank you, Marie. Absolutely, and I'm so glad you mentioned that because it really is. We do know what we would like to do, what we would like to experience, and it's just about tuning into ourselves instead of going, you know, to everybody else. But it's about us tuning into ourselves and saying, hey, what do I want to experience? Well, what brings me joy? Right. Well, what would be fun for me? Right.
Exactly. And the beautiful things are that we're able to say, you know, because when someone is a collective, which we are part of, but we also have our individuality expression within that. So we could start something. If we don't like it, we say we want to do this. We want to do that. We want to do the other thing. You know what I mean? So that's why humans are this beautiful divine expression. And some people are like, oh, the human. But really, the human is a beautiful divine being. You know what I mean? The ego or the game or the expression, the experiment, the forgetfulness is a separate thing. But the human is a beautiful divine being, you know, another work of art of creation, just to stand back in the remembrance and to be that new human, right, that evolved human being, the divine walking, the higher self walking in the physicality, you know what I mean? That's a beautiful thing, and to assist others in that, and to stand joyously in that and to taste life, explore life. That's why Source began this whole thing. You know, they say sometimes you could explain the rose as much as you want to someone, you know, but it's not the same until you have the fragrance of the rose that you have taken in, right? It is one thing to know things in concept, and this is for Source as well. It's a whole other thing, though, to have explored all this, set this all forth. So it's like taking in the fragrance of the rose, right? Walking through the experience, what adds to the taste, the depth, the breath of knowing it, other than just in a conceptual way. And that is what we are doing individually, collectively, and part of Source. So how beautiful is that? You know, how joyous is that when we leave the old, the experiment behind, all that lower vibration, exploration of that, and are able to take that breath, come out of that and go, what are we going to make new now? This new, beautiful day, new creation. Does not mean a lot of people want to play the old over again with a little different twist. We're not doing that. New means new creation, not the old with a little bit of a different twist, not destroy everything and build it up the same just to knock it down again. No, new means new. We're doing a new way. This is what we're doing here affects all of creation. It's very, very important, right? That's why all eyes on us, you know? So it's a beautiful thing. And to help so many, Spirit says, stand forward fearlessly. You have a beautiful foundation. You know you have a foundation. What happens when some builds something? Do they just sit in the foundation forever? No. You know the foundation is strong. You know that you have it, you leave the things behind of that, and you go forth and you build, right? That is what we are to do now, then perpetuate the same over and over again. Let's go make something new. So like I said before, so Source, God, the field, expression itself will be, wow at that, right? Because it's even beyond whatever the mind of God could conceive of, and that is so beautiful, right?
You know? Absolutely. Yes, thank you. We're going to take a few more questions in just a moment, but before we do that, I wanted to just briefly talk about the special offers that you have for our listeners today. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer, and those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Audrey14, So if you take a look at the special offer page, there's three special offers. Package A is a series of four MP3s for $111, and then Package B includes everything in Package A plus a one-hour personal session, and then Package C is a 45-minute private session. So, Audrey, can you talk about the difference between the three packages?
Yes, they have the MP3s that people around the world have worked with them, and they said they're so powerful, you know, so they have that option, right? And within mm-hmm. them, it may also be the message from the One, which is Source God, the field, giving a message mm-hmm. for everyone that I speak and read the message and then speak some light language. And then you have that option for the session with me live, again, which is beautiful because they can ask questions. They can interact. You know what I mean? They're receiving all the work or any questions they have about it. And that is beautiful. Spirit is always like, you know, interact heart to heart, right? Beingness to beingness. So we be the new day now. You know what I mean? Not for waiting for something else. We're feeling that. We're opening up to that, you know, that beautiful experience and wrapped in love and all the beautiful energies, you know, and the healing that needs to go on and the releasing. So it's a beautiful thing. And then you have, for those that perhaps can't do the other one, we have that other option for them, which is the lower exchange fee there, which would be 45 minutes, so they can still be able to take advantage of this. You know, Spirit is writing here in automatic writing and saying to me to tell them to come receive the keys. You know, so many have been the same over and over again, or they're stuck, or so much is going on. It's like, keys, people, would you not like to receive keys? These keys are going to help you open, release, walk through doors, windows, energetics, right? Not only this you, but all the aspects of you, cosmic, dimensionally. It's so huge, helping your generations, you know, unconscious, subconscious, childhood issues. It's so huge. So come and get the keys to the kingdom for yourselves, your kingdom within yourself, your kingship to stand in, you know. It is such a powerful, beautiful thing. So Spirit is like, please come and receive so you can be, you know, empowered as you go forth and assist you upon this journey. Because this is not only for you here, whatever we call ourselves in these names and embodiments. This is affecting all of the yous, right? All of the yous people, right? Not only tell me a fortune or tell me something so I can know where to go live or what to go, what to buy, where's my love. Those things are, yes, important, okay? But what is it someone gives you that? And that's all they give you, and you find yourself another aspect, another expression and experience, and all you're doing is the same, perpetuating over again, asking those same questions again, rather than this opportunity, which is not always, because all the other aspects don't have this opportunity. This opportunity is happening here with this aspect of you, where you can affect all the other aspects of yourself and even your future aspects. So as you go forward, you are no longer going to be perpetuating the same over and over again. That's why they say keys, release from that, and information, upgrades, right, applications to be acclimated to the new. So this is huge, and I do so hope that they will come and take advantage of that. It's not more of the same. Oh, just tell me what this other one, another realm is going to tell me. That's so beautiful. Isn't it fun? But wouldn't you like to be released and empowered and stand in your mastery, right? So you're going to go forth and create as a master. Remember that? You know, your divine birthright. You want to take back your divine birthright, which to understand your sovereignty, not held by any other force or being tossing and turning you according to their agendas, you know? So that's a beautiful gift. Talk about divine timing. This is it to remember, right? Join back to remember.
Thank you. So those three special offers are available at awakenedhappinessnow.com/Audrey14. And they're powerful. Like I've said, they are powerful. So even if you just get package A, which is the four MP3s, and listen to them over and over again, they will help to transform your life as well. And then the personal session will be like, you know, you won't even believe it. It's like the energy that comes through that is like so amazing. So take a look at that, see which one resonates with you and choose for you, right? So
yeah, and they'll get some numbers too in that second B. They can have some numbers also to write within that one, exactly.
Exactly. And so for those of you who have already purchased package B in the past and you just want to get package C, which is a 45-minute session, do that to get an update or
and new numbers because the numbers are always changing because we have different series. It's like you acclimate to certain numbers. It doesn't make the old numbers obsolete, but now you're able to go further and further of where they're able to work in your field and give you even more applications, right, without frying the system, because maybe it's an energy range, let's say 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. Maybe someone the first time could only go up to like what we did, I think 12,000 something, you know, 1256 or something. Maybe someone in a session could go 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. You know, all the numbers are very different. And as they come back, they'll get a different series and a different set of numbers, you know, that will add to those then. And then they could work with this new set of numbers for a while, you know. So it is a good thing, you know. Nothing is obsolete. No, they're never going to be doing the same thing over again. It's always new and different, you know.
Exactly. So please do take a look at those. So I just want to go to the phone line one more time and then just take a few more quick questions from the Q&A. So we have phone number ending in 0332. 0332, I'm going to unmute you 1 second. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Maybe. Hi, who's this? Maybe? Maybe somebody's here, maybe not. Phone number ending in 0332. In California? Okay, going, maybe you've muted yourself. So going, gone. Yeah, sometimes people mute themselves and then they don't know how to get off of it. All right, so it's okay. So we're going to go to the Q&A quickly. And there's a question from Shannon. And she was saying, I feel like something is blocking my success as an artist. Is it from my family line or karma? How can I help myself, and should I be doing something else?
That sounds like it would be her passion, right? Something she said music, right? Was it music or art? Which one was that?
Art, you know? Artist.
Art, you know, and art is so beautiful because I know also in life this realm can be very overwhelming for some people, right? The energies, you know, being immersed here. And a lot of people will go to art to help them assist them and acclimate to this, and it gives others such joy that even look at it, you know what I mean? So the artist and the one who's observing it, it's so healing and so beautiful, like music and other things. So that's her passion, her joy. No, continue to follow it. As far as energetics, to pinpoint one thing, it's too many multi-layered, you understand? She's standing there as that beautiful being she is, but she has many lineages, right? Many ancestors from this aspect, her as well as the other aspects, cosmic dimensional things, all feeding into this beingness that she is, right, on the DNA playing through. So to pinpoint one, we don't do that. What we do is we go in and we cut many at one time, you know what I mean, that could all be perpetuating to bring this situation about, you know, and her own things that are going on within her. So it's so multi-layered, right, like a hologram, you know, bit by bit by bit by bit, so multi-layered that to pinpoint a thing is not so important as her showing up. And now this has come in her field by no coincidence of what she's been listening to and receiving today, and then this beautiful opportunity to have the work personally done for her, and then she's going to have this list of numbers that she'll receive and be able to read over and work with setting these energies of these things as well, of the releasing and the codes and the upgrades and rewrite the language, you know, rewrite the Akash through the language of the Akash and such. That's huge, you know. So no coincidence why she's hearing this and everyone else who's hearing this. You know, I know sometimes they listen to many shows and stuff, but again, this is a very, very, you know, cutting edge. I'm sure a lot of people are not talking about in the way or the means and what I'm saying to them, you know what I mean? And there's no coincidence why they're here hearing this, so they can take part of this if they want to walk through this opportunity to receive those keys to help them on a multiple level, not only her in this beautiful embodiment, but all the aspects of herself, you know? Mm-hmm. So I hope she'll take advantage of that. I'll speak a little light for her and for everyone. Kali, come in. Kali, destroy. Yes, persevere over that which wants to hold us back. Kali, 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 Shakti, Shakti, Sati, Fear is to make that a little more gentle. Alara, the beings of light, they want to just come in. Beautiful one, we are here with you. Yes, 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 perhaps they can feel us. Perhaps you can feel us. Yes, yes, beautiful ones, we love to say this. Yes, 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 beautiful ones, no matter whether you can feel us or not. But you see, that is, yes, our signature. Yes, our beingness. Yes, to, so to say our name and truth, when one can feel us. But it's no matter if you cannot, because we are here, beautiful ones, we are in communication. Yes, 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 when you come to work with our beloved, beautiful channel, we thank you, beautiful one, Alara, for allowing us to come in our channel to bring this forth for them, that they are being washed with this. Yes, all of these beautiful, powerful energies. So we thank you, we thank you. But if those, they would come, they will also be able to speak with us, yes, in session as well, beautiful ones. So we say to you many blessings. blessings, many blessings, beautiful one. We thank you, beautiful Laura. Anything you would like to say to us, beautiful one, we'll return you to channel before we turn it to channel, beautiful one?
Oh, I'm just going to say thank you because I was just thinking of you. I'm thinking, oh, yes, the beings of light were going to come through. And in that moment, you came through. So thank you.
Yes, yes, channel is thinking, oh, to have an introduction or such, or to speak with you first about it. But yes, you see that we have known that it would be fine, it would be great. So we are here with you all, beautiful one, and you as well, beautiful one. So we thank you. We thank you. Again, we hope that they will come and have this beautiful experience. There is so much that is offered in channel's work. Yes, is so much, so cannot even be put into, say, English words, yes, of so much that is being received within this, yes. It isn't what one category or one name. It is huge, multi-layered, this work. And then again, to be able to speak with us, yes, beings, yes, in existence that are part of the all that isness and remembrance of all that isness, yes, and to speak with us. So it is beautiful work, very, very full, overfloweth, beautiful ones, when they come and partake. So we thank you, beautiful Laura, for allowing our channel and ourselves to be here. Yes, 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 and bring this to all of them.
You.
We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We turn it to channel, yes, beautiful one.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Okay, now I'm here, Wardress.
Oh, good. I'm glad they came through because, you know, as I said, I was thinking about them and then they came through. So it's like, oh,
so
perfect.
Funny.
No, it was right on point. And, you know, their energy is so beautiful and so powerful. It's so not just fun and joy filled, but it's more than that. I don't even know what the word
That's
is.
Why some people cry sometimes, or they tell me, oh my God, my cheeks hurt because I'm smiling so much, I can't even put my cheeks down, because it's that remembrance of home, remembrance of the all that isness, right, that they hold and are, that love and that energy, that beingness. So exactly, like beyond words, that's what they tell me. They say, Audrey, take them to the place, spirit, I mean, tell me, take them to the place, Audrey, beyond words, because words can do it no justice there, right, because words are very limiting, contaminated, hold us in boxes. So a lot of this is to get us out of our own way, show up, don't make speed bumps, potholes in the way, in the road, but to fly over it and receive, just as you were saying before, beautiful one, for them, and to get out of their mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't need the understanding. Just know you're receiving on multiple of levels by no coincidence, you know, that you're there to receive it or take advantage of it, you know?
So there's a question from Melanie, which I think is a really good point, and I think you kind of just answered it right now, as well as the beings of light when they came in, but she's asking, how do I feel my wholeness and keep it with me? I have glances of it, but then I'm in delusion again. And I think that's, for me, I think that she's just going into her mind. You know, like, we are always able to experience that wholeness, but we focus on other stuff, right? We come back into the 3D, or we focus on our attachments, or our, I don't know, just everything else, right? But we're always whole, are we not?
Well, always whole, but this is the thing. I kind of give a little example, and I hope I have time. I'll try to talk quick as I do, so sorry, everyone. But this is example spirit gives about a dock, right? And they want you to image a dock, not the dock that is sturdy with the pylons on the bottom under the water on the ground. We're thinking about a dock that will move up, motion and movement with the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they say have that image, right? But this is not water we're talking about. This is a tsunami of energies, right, that we are immersed in and all that is going on, right, within ourselves and all about us, right? So we're on this dock, woof, up and down it's going. We are attempting to stand upon that dock. So we have each foot, right, each leg. One of them is in the physical, because we are in physical, having physical experiences, right, and we have responsibility to our vessel and to others, right, that we each know how much flexibility we have within that, right, but we have those responsibilities. Then we have the other leg, which would be one in the spiritual world, which we always is, but let's say representation, we're trying to speak in human words, right, to understand we feel inklings that there is something more. So they said, not only are you standing there and attempting to balance on this dock as it moves up and down, you're also juggling, and you're not juggling balls from one hand to the other. You're juggling one hand individual five balls, the other hand individual five balls. Again, those are the two, let's say the physical, right, all of that, and then the spiritual. So you're juggling, you're balancing, you're attempting to stand on this dock. Sometimes we are thrown into the water, right? Say the water, the energy is the water. And that's okay, because we're human. We have emotions. We have come to feel, right? But the difference is to understand you've been thrown in the water. Use like a Geiger counter, beep, 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 observe the self and say, oh, this is where I am. I'm in the water. Let me swim back to the edge of that dock, sit there, catch a breath, and stand back up balance and juggle, because if not, then you are tossed and turned, right, in the labyrinth of the mind and such, down the waterfalls, down the rapids, one upon another, rapid, rapid, waterfall, waterfall, which is representation of the energies that you can get entwined in, right? Because when that is happening, you are feeding those other forces over the emotions, right, which you don't want to feed that. You want to feed yourself and sustain yourself, right? So that is part of moving towards the new. We're human. We're going to feel things happen. Things go on. Things go on to others around us. Other forces want to pull us off the dock, right, or take us out of our wholeness or our peace. But the point is to become empowered more and more and more as we move forward, so it's less and less of falling off the dock, or if you do get off the dock, you get back on it ever so quickly, and don't go down the water in the rapids, right, which is feeding those other forces on all those energies, more of the old, more of the game, more of the drama, right? So feed ourselves, sustain ourselves. So I hope that will be an answer for her and for everyone, and then also doing this work, which helps empower them as they are going forward, so they're falling off the dock less and less, or not even at all. And if they are, it's okay, right? You know, you're human. You're going to get back on empowered, because you're not lost, confused, and being food of those forces tangling you down the rapids and the waterfalls, or lost in the labyrinth of your mind, you know? So it's a process, and she understands it, she sees it, and as she's go forward, and when we are in those, there is no time, but in human reference, we speak the future potential, so to say, that new day being here that we're walking in, right? There's no more unless there's no more of that, right? Then we understand, then we know, but we're still being the forerunners for that, to open that up, right? So we'll be more and more in that. So it's not only her, there's many people, a lot of healers sometimes, and other people. That's why they call me also healer to the healers, but healer to all, because sometimes they get like thrown off the dock, or other forces that want to eat upon them, or toss and turn them, or make dramas if they can't touch them in dramas in other people that they love live, right? So it will affect them. So this is a lot going on here, you know? It's so much that it would make your spin in circles, right? So it's, don't worry about all that. Worry about what you're doing, standing in power, being of heart, you know, doing that work, and being that powerful, strong light as we all come together to do this and be that creation of the new day, so that old story will be closed. They tell me it's like a video game, tell them. The video game, the primitives, you can only move within those primitives. Even with special coins and, you know, passageways you gain and everything, you're still locked within the primitives of that game. What we are doing here now is we are extending, and my work helps them extend the primitives, right? So they're no longer locked within what they were before. It's also closing down the old game and being part of the new, which has way extended perimeters, you know, to explore in than what the old one was, the old story, the old game.
Beautiful. Thank you. And, you know, and so, yeah, Melanie, hopefully that resonated with you. I think Audrey explained that really well and gave you a wonderful example of how to move forward. And with that, and we can all do that. It's like, that floating dock. I love that example and that analogy. So thank you. And so if you'd like to work with Audrey, you know, and her team, the beings of light, and all the other beings that she works with and different languages that she works with and with the numbers, please do take a look at the special offers that she has for us, packages A, B, and C, that are available at awakenedhappinessnow.com/Audrey14. This is about moving forward on your path, whatever that path is, but it's about you moving forward and raising your vibration in such a way that you can now start to create your reality, start to create your life, what you would like to do and be and express in the world and experience in the world and share with the world, right? So
exactly, beautiful. And thusly, the word architect, right? Them becoming, we assist them to be an architect, right, of their own designs, right, an energy engineer, right, again, their own designs, that the hands of any others, you know, agendas. Yeah. So, again, standing in their power, their mastery, and their sovereignty and all of this, you know, not playing in the old fields or stuck. Sometimes a rut was made over and over again, you know, a big crevasse. So we don't want to be in that anymore. Help the system to climb out of that, you know, or the stuckness or those energetic holes, you know? Mm-hmm. So no more of that, right?
Absolutely.
And have
experiences. It's a new time and energy, and it's a new place. And now it's, you know, it's about us being empowered to create our lives the way that we would like, you know, and choosing what's right for us. And what's right for us isn't necessarily going to be what's being done right now by other people. It might be something totally different, right? But still, be willing to go into that and see what that is and then just do it, right? So create that life for yourself.
And it's beautiful what you're saying, because it is true that, you know, spirit is talking about the year 2017. When you add up those numbers, it comes to one. 2018 comes to year two, right? So they say we take them through a 13-year span, 2017 to 2029. When you add that up, it goes from one to 13, because 2029 is year 13, right? They said use these new energies that are here. It is a threshold, right? Walk over the threshold to explore these new energies. They also call my work the Butterfly Phoenix Project, because they say you have knowledge now, right? You can have knowledge. What is knowledge? Look at that word. You are now at the edge. You are now at the ledge with this knowing, this understanding. And what are you going to do with the edge and the ledge? You're going to jump off. You're going to soar, right, like the phoenix. You're going to fly like the butterfly through all of the energies, right? Because before you were in the cocoon, like the caterpillar, but now you come out. And maybe your wings are a little wet and you have to get used to them, you know? But you're going to fly and you're going to go forth, right, off that edge, off that ledge, and explore about these energies and the new thing that you could take advantage of here now. Again, truly being it in your beingness, about the empower exploration of these new energies that are there for us, and take the assistance that's there that can help you, you know, to experience that and explore that new, you know.
Exactly. And if you've never gotten your own personal numbers from Audrey, it's definitely an experience that you want to try. it's amazing. And, you know, my new numbers that we did a couple of months ago are totally different than the ones I got before. And it's like they're higher numbers than they were before. And I know that next time there'll be even more, because I'm constantly working on myself.
But you know, turning on more and more in the lane. Again, you can't do it all at one point, because your physicality, you know, our physical vessels are doing beautiful things for us, right?
Yeah.
They're here, and they're like an own beingness, and it has to acclimate and hold all of this it's going through for us, just like a car. You know, you want to be good to the car and take care of the car, right? So these are our vessels, and they're going through so much for us. We're dealing with all these energies and all that's going on. That's why a lot of people in pain and this and that. So this work really helps. So you don't have to feel those pain and go through this in a hard way, right? Because those numbers help pour in the light bit by bit by bit on the DNA and the field, right, in the field that they're suspended within. So that's a beautiful thing. You know, the numbers, if you want to explain it in a way that maybe they can understand, because everyone has their own filter, but I come to rip their filter off. I shatter the filter, because we don't need the filter anymore. That was part of the old way of the experiment. But someone, when they receive the number, they're like, oh my God, Audrey, she says, I see a whole field of numbers going out into existence that I laid, whatever, and she's suspended within them. So that would be the field work, right, like the matrix, the energy is new. Another woman was like, oh my God, Audrey, it's like this field came up with the Akash, right? She said the numbers went in, and her word, right, transgressions, right, because she perceives from that way. The numbers found the transgressions in the number points, healed it, cleansed it, moved it out, and pour other numbers in for light. Now, I don't say transgressions, because for me, they're not transgressions. We walk through this to know that which we are not, right? It was the purpose of the experiment, but the point is to get out of that. To me, those are the blockages, the things that got stuck, experience we would have. So we heal that and pour light into it. And exactly what you're talking about, beautiful. When the numbers come higher and higher, that's more and more in light being poured in the DNA, pouring in the self, and in the field working with, exactly, and rewriting of the Akash. So I hope they do come. You know, they said to me to tell them that they had started them at the year one, right, which is at 2017, and also at their ABCs. And the ABCs are the three nesses, right? Because A is awareness, B is beingness, C is consciousness. The three nesses, you know? So the ABC, right? And then they say all things are, capital A-R-E, all things are, meaning A, aware, R, resurrected, E, eternally, right? Eternal. So beautiful ones, today, Alara and I have not waited for you to package something. I have not waited for you to buy a thing. I have poured, and Alara, allow me to, and Alara herself, so much information on all of you freely as a gift to you. So I do hope that you will come forth and receive that work and the numbers, and really get in there and help assist you to move forward in this opportunity that's being given of existence, you know, on a deep soul level, to let go of the old, all that was, all those energetics, all that stuff that resonate within us, for all the aspects of ourself, eon and eon, turning of the cycle, release that and move into the new upgraded version, you know, so you're acclimated with the new. So thank you so much, beautiful Laura, for allowing us to do this, and you doing this with me. I so appreciate that, you know.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for your questions and your feedback. So appreciate it. And, you know, go back if you need to. Go back and listen to this replay again, because, you know, when there's so much energy coming through the call, not just when Audrey was bringing in the language of light or bringing in the numbers or anything like that, but even throughout the whole call, there was so much
right,
energy.
All the English speaking, exactly, the words of empowerment that we're trying to give them for those that are locked in their brain and say, I need English, I need English, I need English. So spirit is like, so we speak English for you, yes? You understand? Very empowerment too, very freeing, keys to open, yes? So
exactly. Beautiful. Thank you. So thank you, everyone. Have a great day, great evening, great afternoon, wherever you are. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now. Thank you so much, Audrey, and your beautiful team. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. Much love. Bye-bye.
Bye.